tumbling down, a tumbling down, tumbling down.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. Thank you for joining us for this half hour. Now, let's talk.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. I'm Tracy Morgan. So nice to have you with us today. And it looks like we're going to be here for 30 minutes, as we always do. We sit and chat for 30 minutes, and today is our day with T. Panay Dental Lab. Tom Panay, of course, and we'll talk to Tom here in just a couple of seconds. But as a reminder, if you have to be mobile today, we've got that solved. You don't have to lose us. Get into your Android or iPhone device, basically your smartphone. Get into the Play Store. And then you would plug in WISR 680, and the app will come up there for you. Hit the button, like any other app. It'll be there in seconds. And it's a free download, free app for you, so you don't have to pay anything for that. Then also, of course, we're online. We stream 24/7, which you can join us there at WISR680.com. There's a big button that says listen now or listen live. It says listen, so just click that button and you'll be fine. And then, of course, if you're listening to us on the radio, fabulous. Love it. All right, so Tom Panay in today with T. Panay Dental Lab. Tom, it is always nice to see you. How are you?
Great to see you, too.
I think we required you last time to bring in your guitar and sing for us.
I know, yeah. Oh, I left it at home again. I forgot.
Oh, next time. Still requirement.
I forgot.
But, you know, that's a separate end of your life. I know that you have multiple facets. And somebody said to me the other day, where are you right now? I'm like, see my finger to five different directions. That's where I am. That's
exactly.
Kind of your life, too.
Yeah, it's all wrapped into one.
Yeah, and you're singing and you're doing your art, and we can talk about that. But you have a dental lab now, which last time we talked to you, it was kind of just getting underway.
Yeah, just getting started.
Still kind of new, we could say.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's picking up. Things are rolling right along. It's word of mouth, and, you know, every day is something new. So it's this is always a good thing to get out there and just, you know, answer questions. People call in or even just write to me on Facebook or emails and things like that. So whatever I can do to help people out.
Yeah, and you're on Facebook. We were talking about how that's really picking up, too.
Yeah.
So we just, I don't want to say Google you. If you're on Facebook, you do the search.
Yeah.
And T. Panay.
Yeah. T. Panay, Tom Panay. Even, you know, with Dr. Napur's dental office, it comes up, too, because we're partnered together. So lots of easy ways to find me and find us, you know, at the office.
And let's talk about this a little bit deeper, because if people say, okay, well, great, Tom has a dental lab, you know, there are actually great benefits to what you're doing. And I want you to explain to people why you have a dental lab when a lot of people know you as an artist and a songwriter and a singer and a physical painter.
Yeah.
And, you know, so why do you have a dental lab?
Like I said before, I think it takes kind of artistic eye to be able to personalize the denture and to see the patient and to work with them. You know, I keep stressing, I can't stress that enough, that it's just not, no one's just sending me cases and I'm doing it. I'm actually with the doctor.
Dr.
Napur. Mm-hmm. With him, working with the patient, one-on-one with the team. And it's just a great experience for me and the patient and Dr. Napur just as much, because we all work together then. So it's not him doing it, sending it to me, working on it, sending it back. But the patient might have a question, and then he has to email me or text me. So this way we're all together, and we can just work on it face-to-face with whatever we're doing, and the changes and everything can be made a lot quicker than if you'd have to send it out or, you know, send emails back and forth if the dentist has a question, So it's just a unique feature that most places don't have.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask you about that typical way it's done, because a lot of us, we all know about dentures, but and a lot of people listening have dentures.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people like me, I'm not there, or maybe my mom and dad aren't there yet. So what is the typical way, aside from what you're doing, that this is all done? When you're saying send it away, are you talking like out of the area?
Yes. You know, every dentist, I mean, there's labs all over the United States. So, I mean, and even Canada, China, wherever they want to send it to. But it's the dentist usually working with the patient and the assistant, you know, taking the impressions,
doing the
steps. Yeah, doing the steps that go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But after every step, they either ship it out to wherever they're going to ship it to, and then they get it back, and then they do the next step, and then it goes back again and comes back. So this way there's none of that involved.
And the back and forth is typically why? Because it doesn't fit right or it's not made right?
Yeah, there's certain steps that need to be followed too, certain procedures that have to be done. You know, you can't do it all in one day. There's one-day dentures are kind of not the best route to go, because if you do it right and you take your time, there's certain steps that need to be taken. And this way, but if they do have a problem, that's when it gets kind of
lengthy
because they
another visit.
Yeah, because they're in for one visit and something happened and something needs changed, and then dentist has to send it back.
Okay, so now this is where it is really unique in what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is you are at Dr. Napora's office right here in Butler.
Yeah.
So you have a lab at home, but you also have a lab in
at
his
office.
So in case you need to take work home with you, aren't you lucky, right?
Yeah, you can take work.
Everybody loves to do that at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But no, but that's a serious thing, though, because you do have a lab at home where you can create and continue the construction, but then you're back
with the
patients. It's not just that you're with Dr. Napora, you're with the patients.
Yeah. And that makes a big difference with the way, you know, even the interaction between the patient with me and Dr. Napora, because he's giving me his opinion. I'm giving him my opinion. The patient's giving us their opinion or what they want. And it just all works together.
Well, and a dentist is they're very skilled, very well versed in what they do. So I don't want to demean them when I make this next statement. But you're an artist, and there's something unique about an artist looking at a piece of art, or in this case, a denture, that is different. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, there's certain, you know, the educational side, all the specifics of the muscles, the teeth, you know. But there's the artistic side, too, to make it look real or make it, like I said, personalized for that patient. And that comes with just, I don't have to try to do it. It just comes, that's the natural part it comes to me, is the artistic side of it. And, you know, everything else from the educational background was learned, but the artistic side is, it was a given to me, you know. So I use that as an advantage.
And you visually can see. I also want to know what you hear from people that you automatically know that there's an issue. What are you seeing and what are you hearing that you can automatically pick up? I'll bet something needs to be fixed there.
Yeah, even with just their speech, like say they do have an existing denture, they're talking wrong, you know, they're not pronouncing their certain vowels.
Like S
S, 66,
okay.
Church, you know, they have a hard time saying that, or their
okay.
teeth. They're clacking together, you know, so it means they're too long. Or if you can't see their teeth, it means the denture's too short. If they're overextended, you know, there's all kinds of, they can have jaw muscle problems.
Like achy muscles or?
Yeah, if your jaw is overextended and the muscles are, you know, they're not in their normal position.
Okay.
It can cause fatigue on the muscles and, you know, so a properly fitting denture and the bite is very important.
See, I'm going to stick with that for just a moment, because I think that's one of the things that, I mean, if we hear the clicking, we may kind of know that there's something that needs to be adjusted. Maybe not. I don't know. But with muscle fatigue, sometimes I think most of us, a lot of us, I can't speak for all of us, would say, well, I'm just getting older.
Yeah.
Or my muscles aren't working well.
And,
and then they fluff it off and don't think that it could be something as simple as their dentures.
It's something, yeah. And dentures, you know, are built around the tissues in the mouth. They're built around the muscles of the mouth. There's muscles all over pulling that denture all different ways, even on the lower, especially because you got the tongue involved and all the tissues around the tongue and the muscle attachments. And if they're overextended or there's certain parts of the denture that could be adjusted to give the tongue more room,
so
to make it more stable.
Do you typically find people have some jaw issues or some muscular soreness after they're eating or after a full day? Like, when does that soreness come?
Yeah, every patient's different.
Okay.
Some, you know, if some patients will say, you know, they can't chew, it hurts to chew, and that could be different. You know, it could be the occlusal surface of the teeth. They're hitting. It's not hitting the whole way around. It's only hitting on one side, so it's going to hurt that side. Or if when they chew, it hurts the bottom of their gum or like the top, you know, underneath their lip where it's rubbing. And that's never going to go away. you know, nothing gives. The only thing it gives is the patient having sore spots.
Okay. But the dentures can be fixed.
Yeah, they can be fixed. They can be adjusted, you know.
And let's talk about that for a moment. Yeah. But if you're just joining us, this is Tom Panay. He has T. Panay Dental Labs that he has an office at home, but he also is with Dr. Napora's office, so he has a lab there as well. And the most unique thing about this, and I don't hear of this often, I can't say you're the only one in the country, but this is the first I've heard of this, is that you are in a local office, local individual in the local office, and you're creating the dentures right there.
Yes.
And again, at home to make sure that this is done right for the patient. So the patients are seeing you, you're seeing the patient. So let's talk about when you need to fix somebody's dentures. So if somebody already has dentures from some other location, mm-hmm. can you fix those?
Yeah, they can be fixed.
Okay.
As much, you know, every patient is different. So if it's an adjustment or maybe, you know, shortening the denture or if the patient's, you know, gagging, there's ways that can just be fixed with adjustments. But a lot of patients, maybe they're intimidated or they get afraid and their denture doesn't fit, so that they set it on the counter and they never wear it. And, you know, that's a shame because, I mean, sometimes it doesn't take much to fix that or to make it more comfortable. Yeah, if the denture's old and there's just no possible way that it could be fixed, yeah, we're going to recommend a new denture to be made because there's some ways that it's just not going to be possible or, you know, so feasible to fix it. But there are ways you can actually work on an older denture. But, you know, if the denture is 25 years old,
true,
it's lived past its life.
It's life, if you will. I was going to ask, is there sometimes where you just see that it's better to go for a new denture? I think you may have just answered that. Yeah. But do you ever recommend that first, or do you recommend, I'll go ahead and fix this first? Again, it could be an individualized basis.
I that's one thing I kind of pride myself on. I'm honest with the patient. I'm not going to go in there and say, get a new denture right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we can fix it, great. Or if they have a problem with a denture that was made somewhat new, you know, go back to the dentist that made it. They should make it right. That's, you know, that's our motto. We'll make it right if we made the dent, you know. But if someone comes to me with a denture that was made, you know, go back to the dentist that made it and talk to them. Tell them your problems. Maybe they didn't tell them. Maybe just threw it on a counter and then they're coming to me. But, you know, the dentist that made it in the first place should have taken enough responsibility to say, hey, you know, there's something wrong with it or you don't like it. Let's see if we can fix it.
And I like your advice. And I don't want to negate it, but at the same time, then you get back into that circle of if it has to be fixed, it has to be shipped out, and then you come back, another appointment,
exactly.
And there we go again.
Yeah, and it starts
so
all over
again.
So if
they're talking to you and they would like to have it done a lot sooer than that circle, then that's where you are. I mean, you're with Dr. Napora's office, so you can start
it
that process.
Be right there, yeah. And if they come to us with an existing denture, and yeah, you know, if I give my opinion, yeah, you do. Maybe get a new one's probably the best way. And then Dr. Napora can give his opinion. Yeah, you know, you can get a new one. We can start that day. You know, you can start the process right there, and the patient can wear their existing denture, you know, while they're getting the new one made.
I think most people like the honesty, though. You know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, because, I say, you know, you can.
They know a salesperson versus, you know, nothing against salespeople.
Yeah.
But yet at the same time, you know, when you're in that kind of setting.
But if the denture's old, we could possibly fix it. But, you know, and that might not be the right way to do it. And if there's possible relines, too, which would make the denture fit. But sometimes you got to look at the cost. And
let's talk about that for a moment, because maybe that's why some of the dentures are sitting on the counter. You know, maybe that's in the back of someone's head. Does what you do, is that covered by insurance? Is it not? How does that all work?
Everything is different.
Okay.
Every plan is different. So every patient, you know, I get that asked a lot, and like, will my insurance cover? You and I might have the same plan, but yours is covered, mine is. I don't know. It's so I don't. Tasha at the office and Raylene usually can find out if it's covered, or the patient can actually just call their insurance company and see if they have a denture coverage. You know, some they cover just for cleanings and routine exams, and none of them really have the denture coverage, but some of them might, and you know, you can find that out by just calling and asking them.
And then the billing would go through Dr. Napora's office, mm-hmm. right? Again,
yes.
T. Panay Dental Lab with Dr. Napora's office. Tom yeah. is right here, Tom Panay. And when you go through that process, I know the financial people would, you know, they're not here today, so they can't really speak to this in this moment, but they would be able to help you out with some kind of payment, whether it's a plan or, I mean, I'm sure
yeah,
they have their
yes,
means.
Yes.
Of, yeah.
So, I mean, the whole process goes through. I stay out of the part.
I know, me too. That's why I'm trying to delicately not
yeah,
get them
but
in
people,
hot water.
Yeah, that's but people always ask me that, and I just, you know, I just say call your insurance company because everyone is different, and the best way to do it is to find out yourself before you even come into the dental office because they have to tell you that. But sometimes they might cover repair, they might not, they might cover a reline, they might not. So it's just, and then there's certain years. If you had a denture made, they might not cover it for a certain amount of years. You mm-hmm. can't go back every year and get a denture. You know, it might have to be 3 years or something. So every insurance plan is different that way as well.
Yeah.
So.
Tom Panay Dental Lab or T. Panay
yeah.
Dental Lab,
either
I should
one.
Say. That's the official name is T. Panay Dental Lab. Right inside of Dr. Napora's office on South Washington Street. And so the neat thing about Tom is that he has an office there at Dr. Napora's office also. Can we call it a lab at your house?
Yeah.
an office lab, a creative yeah. space to be able to finish projects at home. So you're right here in Butler. And so if people want to find out more, I know, Tom, we're still with you for 15 minutes or
oh,
so,
yeah.
but if you have the contact information for Dr. Napora or
yeah.
yourself, how do we get a hold of this process you were here?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that. There's different ways. I mean, there's easy ways. I mean, if you Google my name, something's going to come up with the dentures, but you could always just call the office at, like you said, 300 South Washington Street, and it's 724-287-1967 is the dental office number, and you can get all your information there from anybody that works down there if you have any questions too, and then she can set up an appointment that you can actually just sit down and talk with myself and Dr. Napora for okay. consultation, which is nice. So if you have any questions, you can call. I can try to answer your questions, but the best way is just to come in.
Yeah.
You know, my dad always said you can't make a electrician out of me over the phone.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
So, see my work.
So the best way is just to come in and see the office, meet Dr. Napora, meet myself, and we can sit down and take our time and answer any questions, concerns. You know, people come in and, like I said, they might be intimidated or they didn't have a good experience, so they don't wear their denture, or they don't like their denture, or they. And I don't like that. It should be a more comfortable environment. You should be able to just sit down and talk about what your expectations are, even of the denture before it's made.
You're eliminating a lot of the frustration surrounding dentures
yeah.
and the fit and, again, that loophole of going around and around, sending it out, sending it back. I mean, you're eliminating a lot of that frustration, which is good. Let me ask you this. I know we focus on dentures. That's what you're focusing on with mm-hmm. Dr. Napora. Do you ever do anything else in the way of reconstructing teeth or a tooth or repair in that way, or do you just strictly
yeah.
go with dentures?
I'm just, my specialty is removable, so it's full dentures, it's partials, you know, temporary flippers, temporary dentures, you know, anything that's removable. I don't do any of the crowns or bridges.
You can't take Dr. Napora's job away from him. You know,
yeah.
he still has to have a job too. Good
yeah,
guy.
So
Good
yeah, guy. It's all just removables, and that's, like I said, that was my certifications and my specialties in removables. So
okay,
that's
so you're throwing out language that's in your industry, and I'm sitting back going, wait, well, what is that? What's a flipper?
Oh.
And what's a partial
yeah,
versus what's it, you know? So explain what those are.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people get confused about that. You know, a full denture is, you know, all the teeth on the denture, upper and lower. And a partial that the patient might have, it could be two teeth, it could be one tooth, it could be, you know, five teeth, and the partial framework goes around, is made to go around those teeth, and then the acrylic teeth are placed to fill all the gaps.
Okay.
So it's still, you can take it in and out, but it fills all the spaces where the missing teeth were.
Okay.
And that's a partial, and that could be upper or lower as well, because it hooks onto the existing teeth that are there.
Okay.
A flipper is more like a temporary. It might be replacing one tooth. You know, a tooth had to be extracted, or you break a tooth, or you got an implant and there's a space right there. So a flipper is just a little appliance that the person would wear while they're healing or while the other procedures are being done, so they don't have a space, you know, especially if it's towards the front or something. Like, they don't want to go for, you know, a couple months without a tooth. So
sure.
It's kind of like a flipper. Temporary dentures are a big thing. People get confused on temporary dentures. A lot of times the patient has their teeth and they have to get all their teeth extracted. So a temporary denture, they would wear that while they are healing. Because the tissues change, everything changes in the mouth while the patient's healing. So this way they'll have teeth to get by, because some people might heal in 2 months. Some might heal in 6 months.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I get that asked a lot too. Like, the patient will ask Dr. Napor and I, well, how long is it going to take me to heal?
we're done with this in a week?
We have no idea. It goes on the patient. So this way the patient can have a denture and have teeth that they can wear before we even start making the final denture, because you want to wait until everything is healed up before you start making a permanent denture. Because if you make a denture too soon, then everything's going to change before you're done making that denture, and then the denture's not going to fit right. So
you talk a lot about fitting, but how do they stay in? You mentioned the one category, if I can put it that way, you know, we'll hold on with the existing teeth, but if you have to have all your teeth pulled, how does the denture stay in?
Yeah. You know, the upper denture, you know, with the palate, it can actually get suction. You can actually get, you know, and that would hold a denture. Not that every patient's going to have the best fit. It's all in how the patient's made. If their muscle tissues pull it down, there's no way to hold it in there. It's the nature of the beast. They might have to wear adhesive. Or the denture is made over where the teeth were. It's called the ridge. And some people don't have a very good ridge. So the denture has nothing really to be built up upon. So we make it as best as we can to that specific patient. If you can get good suction and feel that way. Now, the lower denture is always tricky because there's nothing that holds it in except for gravity.
Oh, okay.
You can make it as best you can, but you like I said, you have muscles, you have your tongue pushing your lower denture around. So people that wear for the first time probably feel like it's – I try to put myself in their shoes, you know. Oh, God, I got this huge piece of plastic in my mouth. But it's amazing how your tissues will adapt and your tongue will adapt. You know, it might, the first day they walk out, they feel like they can't even talk. They come back 2 days later and you can't even tell they have a denture in.
Do they have to watch, or does anybody have to watch what they eat? I mean, I'm sure you can't eat caramel all the time. But do you have to watch? Like, can you eat apples?
I mean, it just depends on how the patient's made and how the denture fits.
Okay.
Patients will find out what they can eat or how they can eat. It might be certain areas that they can bite and chew off things better. So they get used to where they can chew and where they can't chew to keep the denture stable while they're eating. One thing I did want to talk about, which I don't think we talked about last time, was dental implants.
Okay, yeah.
And you were saying, you know, a partial will snap onto the existing teeth. A full denture will just be made over the ridge and it fits as best it can fit. But the best possible way would be to get implants placed and then the denture snaps down onto it and they're stable.
Okay, explain that a little bit.
I know.
All right.
Yeah, dental implants, there's so many different kinds of dental implants. You know, that's, I can't even, I,
okay,
that, that would be a whole show.
Itself,
that
right.
would be a whole
okay.
show. So there's dental implants, but an oral surgeon will place the dental implants. I don't know how to say it, almost like a screw.
Okay, yeah, they would.
They'd put a screw in, and it's not.
If you say oral surgery, I gotcha. I'm following
you
on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the implant would go into the jaw, and then once that heals, then the denture could be made, and then the denture has little attachments that snap into it.
Something to hang on to.
Okay. And like I said, there's so many different implants, and there's so many different kinds of attachments, and each one has a different, you know, it depends on the patient and different aspects of the surgery and things like that. But it's a great thing for patients that are, you know, that don't want their lower denture to move around, it snaps in. You don't have to worry about it.
See, Tom, I'm glad that you're just, I say talking, and I mean that in a good way, because, again, this is Tom Panay. If you're just joining us, T. Panay Dental Lab. He's with Dr. Napur's office. So if you want somebody in person and knowledgeable, then make sure you go through Dr. Napur to get your dentures. But I do love hearing you talk, because when you are in that cycle, when you're not with you, and you're in that cycle of sending out, coming back, sending out, coming back, you don't have anybody there that's sitting there talking about what you're talking about. And so to sit down, and have someone like you explain everything that you are right now, boy, you have me hooked, because I know what you're talking about. I know you know what you're talking about. And I think as a patient, that is reassuring that somebody is sitting right in front of me and is knowledgeable about this.
And they can ask a question and answer it. And we have everything there. I can show them examples. You could talk without seeing something and be completely, you can walk out and be, completely confused.
Mm-hmm.
But if you actually sit down and see, all right, these are what the dental implants look like. These are what the dentures can fit. You know, I mean, that helps the patient out and visualize what they're going to be going through. Because I know it would have to be for a patient that, there's denture patients that come in that have dentures for, 30 years. They're used to it. But there's people that have to start going through that, and I'm sure it's confusing.
It's a lot of information.
It's a lot of information. You're getting all your teeth out. You're getting a temporary denture. You're getting an existing denture. There's a lot of questions and a lot of things going through that patient's mm-hmm. mind that they might not ask if they were felt rushed or if they felt intimidated. So this way, I just try to comfort them, and Dr. Napur and I, we can come up with a game plan for each individual patient.
So, Tom, I'm giving people listening right now the opportunity to come into you and say, Tracy told me it's okay to look at you and say, what?
Yeah.
Can you explain that again? So believe me, folks, if you're listening, go into Tom and just say, Tracy says it's okay to go. I don't get this. You're more than welcome to, because Tom will be able to explain everything to you. This is T. Panay Dental Lab. Dr. Napur's office is on South Washington Street, 300 South Washington. And if you want to give them a call, it's the 287 number, right?
287-1967.
All right, so 287-1967. And that's straight to Dr. Napur. You can start there if you'd like, but if you want to look up Tom Panay or T. Panay, you can do that anyway. Google it or Facebook. Yeah. He has his Facebook page up, and so that's a good thing. So T. Panay Dental Lab, and just a huge, huge benefit to our area. I really do believe that.
I like it. It's fun. It's rewarding to me. Like I said, I'm a people person with my art and music, and I'm just kind of transferring over into the dental field, and I think that it makes a connection with the patient.
It does. And to me, I don't know why this is, but to have the added benefit to have an artist create my dentures, whenever I get there, I'm coming to see you. but I mean, seriously, when there's an artist that's creating something like this, to me, there's just an added benefit that you don't get anywhere else. Because there's an art to artist. I don't know if that's the way to put it, but there's a uniqueness to artists, and they have just that uniqueness about them.
And it's fun for me.
Yeah.
It's fun for me to individualize each patient and each denture. I'm just not making off-the-shelf dentures every day. So I can really,
A, B, or C?
Yeah, I can really a lot of characteristics in, because I know the patient, or they told me that's what they want. And, so it definitely makes it fun for me, too.
Yeah.
And it makes it easier for me working with the patient, because I'm not guessing. They're telling me what. Guessing what I'm doing. I'm looking at them when I'm doing it.
It's a nice back and forth relationship.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. So Dr. Napur's office, again, T. Panay Dental Lab. And the nice thing about Tom is that Tom has a local office, if you will. An artist has a lab at home, and that's always good. So if he needs to finish something at home, then he will. And so you can shorten the amount of time that you would typically take if you're getting dentures elsewhere.
Your case isn't being shipped to China. It's being driven up the street and back.
It makes a lot. Yeah, restaurant to get some food and that. Yeah. So that I was thinking of the trolls. You know those are the gnomes that always get pictures wherever they go. Can start that. This is where my dentures have been. But so Tom, again, just your final thoughts and just the importance of getting properly fitted dentures and having them done right, especially with you.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be scary. And if you're paying for the denture, it should be the best possible way that it could be made. And like I said, if we can repair something, we'll repair it. You know, the honesty thing goes through the whole way. I'm not going to try to sell you something. So we'll give you our honest opinion, what we think is, you know, what our recommendation is.
Yeah. So Tom Pinay with Dr. Napura, 300 South Washington. Just call this number. Get started this way. It's the easiest way. Unless you want to Google T. Pinay Dental Lab, you can do that. But it's 287-1967.
Yeah. Everything's going to lead you back to the office. So
Love talking to you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Great. All right. And folks, thank you for joining us. Oh, by the way, if you want to listen to this again, if you want all that information, it is our podcast of the day, WISR680.com. Go to the menu bar. Pick programs, and then Tom Pinay Dental Lab or T. Pinay Dental Lab with Dr. Napura. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Morgan.
The information and opinions shared on this program are solely those of our guests and do not necessarily represent those of WISR, the Butler County Radio Network, or its staff and employees.